It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Over the summer, producers from Wisconsin Today attended the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee and the Democratic National Convention in Chicago to document what it was like to be there for Wisconsin's party delegates. Here's a listen to some of those voices.
So, hey, listen, when you come to convention, it's a historic event, and we are in unprecedented times right now. This could have easily been a period of national mourning, and we're here celebrating Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, and you got to go big or go home.
I'm Mary Frances Forrester, a good Southern double name. I've been a delegate since 2008 to the continuous conventions, and part of that is the pride of wearing your patriotic colors. It's exciting to come here and see how people have planned, how they can wear red, white, and blue.
How does it feel to be here in Chicago?
Oh, it just feels really good. The energy, the vibe is just incredible. Yesterday when I got my luggage, Representative Maxine Waters was right there, and I'm like, I recognized her, and I was like so excited.
I'm Landyron Kern Jr.
And you are one of the youngest delegates. How does that feel?
It feels amazing. You know, to be such a momentous part of history, it's nothing like it. I mean, just walking in today, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
The Wisconsin Historical Society was also at the RNC and DNC, capturing history as it was unfolding by collecting buttons, posters, and other items displayed by delegates.
They added to the Historical Society's extensive collection of campaign memorabilia that helps to tell the story of our state's political history and our nation's politics.
Abby Norderhow is state archivist and director of acquisitions at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Abby, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you.
History, it is all around us. We're living it, you know, in the moment. How do you decide what is important for the Historical Society to collect and to preserve, to tell the story of Wisconsin?
So the Wisconsin Historical Society is always looking to document the lived experiences of the people in the state of Wisconsin. So we are looking for those moments, those stories, those events that impact our citizens and that will be critical to the future of the state.
I bet you have a lot of conversations with colleagues as to what those events are and then what to collect.
Yeah, we're really lucky. We have a really collaborative staff who is always so dedicated to history, dedicated to seeking out those really great stories. So lots of meetings and conversations to think about what we should be collecting, to make sure that we are documenting both sides of stories so that we're not skewing our collection one way or the other, and really making sure that we are finding both those big events that everybody sort of hears about and those smaller events that might be just in one community in the state.
Wisconsin has such a storied history in politics. How do you approach our political history?
The political history of Wisconsin is really fascinating. We, you know, we're the birthplace of the Republican Party. The progressive movement has its roots here. So there's just so many avenues of political history that one can look for in the state of Wisconsin. And as the political parties have sort of carved out different paths for themselves, we, again, really focus on ensuring that we are collecting in a nonpartisan way so that we are documenting as many political parties as we can, documenting as many campaigns as we can, and really trying to ensure that the issues are represented within our collection.
It sounds like you have to just follow the story, follow the events, and explore, you know, what there is.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we are the North American History Library for UW-Madison, and we have the second largest serials collection in the country. So our serials librarian does a wonderful job of looking for current emerging serials and tracking down news stories and passing those along.
Wait, serials, what does that mean exactly?
Serials are like newspapers, magazines, those kind of publications that are issued on a somewhat regular schedule.
You went to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee earlier this summer. Why is it important for the Historical Society to attend historic party events like that?
So the RNC in Milwaukee this summer was the first time that a major political party has had its convention in the state of Wisconsin. The 2020 Democratic Convention was supposed to be held in Milwaukee, but of course the COVID-19 pandemic derailed that, and that pandemic that convention ended up being held virtually. So this was the first opportunity that the Wisconsin Historical Society had to document a convention like that. And we're at just a really pivotal moment in history. This is going to be a close election. We know based on the previous election, this one will be very close. We know that it's a historic moment in our history. Even just, you know, the week after the RNC, the Democratic nominee changed, which made the RNC that much more historic.
Can we walk in your shoes at the RNC? What was a day like for Abby? Like, what did you do?
So the RNC was obviously the first political convention that I had been to, and I was lucky to attend with a colleague. So we were both there and were able to make collecting decisions collaboratively so that we were able to bounce ideas off one another and had two sets of eyes looking for things. So when we arrived at the RNC, you obviously have to go through a security perimeter so that you can be inside the gates there. And once we were there, we spent some time looking at Convention Fest, which had been put on by the RNC committee and had booths and displays from various organizations, both national and state. And then we were able to look for delegates and talk to them, explain what we were doing there, and ask them to keep their eyes open for things that they thought might be appropriate for the Historical Society.
I was wondering how much emotion and the observations you make once you're on the ground at a convention like that or an event like that, how people are interacting with the environment, with the buttons and the other ephemera. Does that factor in with what you collect?
Absolutely. The environment was just charged with excitement. Everybody there was thrilled to be there, and everybody was excited to talk about what they were doing or what state they were from, what they had brought to the convention with them. I personally noticed as the week went on, folks started wearing more buttons, more hats, more elaborate sort of clothing that supported their politics, their point of view. So that was just an interesting observation and one that photos of that event will reflect. So the Historical Society was lucky to contract with a photographer to take photos so that in addition to the paper documentation, we will also have photographic documentation of the event.
So once you have these items, how much in the moment are you able to collect about the item's origin story and by means of who brought that item, who made that item, where it came from, and you know, what it looks like? Can you talk a little bit about that orbit around the item itself?
Absolutely. So the story of the item is always what we're truly after. You know, the item is great and tells the story of itself, but being able to capture, you know, the person who used it, maybe the person who made it, any of those sorts of details that support it make that story so much more rich and allow visitors to the Historical Society to connect with items in a different way. So rather than just displaying a button, if you can say who wore it, why they chose that one, why that item kind of symbolizes the convention to them, really makes that story richer and makes history come alive to people.
It's these little threads and tidbits of one item at a time to build a bigger picture of what this history, was like.
Absolutely. And so we wouldn't want, say, only buttons from an event. We would want to make sure we have a button and a T-shirt and a hat or at the Republican National Convention, there was a lot of attention on shoes. A lot of folks there had either gold shoes or flag shoes or sort of interesting footwear. So, you know, ideally we'll be able to at some point collect a pair of shoes from somebody who was there that tells that kind of aspect of things. So as you're there and as you're talking to folks and as you're observing, you kind of see those little nuggets that you know are an important part of the story.
Can you talk a little bit more about the buttons and the posters, these other items you collected, footwear, hopefully in the future? What did you take back to Wisconsin?
Sure.
Or Madison?
Yeah, at the RNC, we collected a couple different hats, both the Ren MAGA hat that you see a lot in on TV or in news conferences, because that's really emblematic of the party right now, and it's emblematic of the election and of Donald Trump as a candidate. So we collected one of those. We got a couple T-shirts that had his message on it, I believe, and buttons from a couple different conservative organizations that were displaying at the convention. One of my favorite items that we picked up were some conservation talking points. So things that were designed to give delegates or members of the party talking points about a particular issue.
Oh, that's really interesting, because that too tells the story of the, you know, what is valuable to a party and how they are communicating it.
Absolutely.
What about the ear patches? I know there are a lot of people who are talking about, you know, in solidarity of the assassination attempt on former President Trump. What did you see there?
So I was not in the convention hall at the RNC, so I didn't see anybody with an ear patch on myself. Obviously saw that in pictures. I am hoping that someone who was there in the future will donate an ear patch that they wore there.
We're talking about preserving political history in Wisconsin with Abby Norderhau, state archivist and director of acquisitions at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Let's turn our attention to the Democratic National Convention held in Chicago outside our state. You traveled there as well and collected items. Why do you think it was important to go to the DNC?
I think it was important for the Historical Society to be at the DNC for a couple different reasons. The first is that we were at the Republican National Convention, and it makes sense to collect that corollary convention so that we're able to look at both sides of the 2024 election. The other reason I think it's really important is just the proximity of our state to that convention. That I-94 corridor is a really important business corridor for both states, and just reflecting that relationship between Wisconsin and Illinois.
Did you take any different approaches to collecting items from the DNC, or was it very much a parallel type of procedure?
It was a mix of both. Based on my experience at the Republican National Convention, I really learned the importance of connecting with delegates. So I tried to reach out to a couple delegates before the DNC or early on in the DNC, because at the Republican National Convention, I observed that a lot of the signage handed out on the convention floor was handed out in the convention and remained with those delegates throughout. And recognizing how important that was, I wanted to make sure at the DNC we were able to capture that. So I took some lessons learned from the RNC to apply to the DNC and hopefully improve our collecting.
What kind of memorabilia stood out to you at the DNC?
So at the DNC, the signage I thought was really interesting. I appreciated, after being at the RNC and watching the way the signage worked there, just the amount of signage and how prepared the committee, the DNC, was to have the folks there have those signs to display and kind of the machinery, so to speak, that it took to get those out there. So I think the signage was really emblematic at both conventions. Also at the DNC, I was looking for things that that captured the moment and sort of the pop culture of the time that we were in. So one item that I ended up really liking that we collected was a Kamala t-shirt in the Barbie font that's also in her sorority colors. So I really liked that connected to her as a candidate. I liked that it connected to pop culture. And then, of course, because Barbie is from Willows, Wisconsin, it also kind of has a little kind of behind the scenes Wisconsin tie.
When you talk about the signage and it's the imagery and the impact, what stood out there? Was it fonts? Was it colors? Was it images itself?
I think it was, for me at both conventions, it's the font and then just the almost the overwhelming nature of it. The way that material was distributed was every delegate had one. So if you look at the pictures of the event, if you, you know, kind of have that not the view of the candidate, but if you have that wider view and you can see the candidate on the stage and then the folks in the audience, you can see just that visual blanket of signage, which I just thought was it's a great visual and it's just an interesting look at what messages the parties were both putting forward.
I think it's such a benefit because you have the photography, but you also have the tactile pieces of the things that you're photographing, the things that make up those photos that you can't touch, but you can see. And so that also, I think, brings us closer to the history.
Absolutely. We all see photos in our textbooks, but being able to come to the Wisconsin Historical Society, come to our new History Center, which will be opening in 2027, and look at the photo of the event as well as something that was actually at that event will hopefully really help people connect.
Let's go farther back in time, back in history. The Wisconsin Historical Society has this growing political history collection. What kind of items are in this collection and what significance do they have?
So our political history collection is vast, as we've been talking about here. We have things like a drinking glass that Teddy Roosevelt was using in Milwaukee, actually, in 1912 when there was an assassination attempt. So we have things like that. We have Vell Phillips, who was on the Milwaukee Common Council and was the first African-American and the first woman elected to the Milwaukee Common Council.
Yes, civil rights pioneer.
Absolutely. We have her roll top desk. So, you know, things like a very small drinking glass all the way to a large item of furniture.
And when you look through the gallery, you see some lighthearted buttons. You see bumper stickers from the presidential campaigns. And there's one that says "Leader for First Dog" from Bob Dole campaign. There's "Cheeseheads for Clinton." Where and how do you see maybe humor and playfulness come out in campaign materials from the collection?
There's a lot of humor and playfulness in political campaign material. And I think what's really great about it is a lot of times it comes from the party themselves, right? They're trying to connect with people. They're trying to make their candidate seem human and seem like the kind of person that voters in the state will connect to. And using humor is obviously a wonderful way to do that. Political animals, political pets are super popular. We have other items that have political pets on them. That Cheeseheads for Clinton. At both the RNC and the DNC, delegates did wear cheeseheads. So obviously, we still connect to that. We still use that as a way to symbolize our state. So really looking for those items of connection and a way to keep things light.
Is there anything that's on your wish list that you don't have in the collection that you would really hope to acquire in the future?
That's such a great question. I think one thing that is really wonderful about working in an archives, working in a museum, is you almost don't know the world that's out there. You don't know what somebody might have and what that story might be. So I think we would always be looking to connect with somebody who was involved in a campaign. Maybe they were a volunteer. Maybe they ran from office themselves. Or look for somebody who was at a convention and brought something home because it really symbolized what was happening in that moment for them. Because we all connect to moments in history differently, and everybody brings their own perspective and their own spin on things. So any item that somebody has that has a story or has a personal connection to them about politics or about an event they experienced would be something we'd be looking for.
Abby, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Abby Norderhow, state archivist at the Wisconsin Historical Society and its director of acquisitions. We were talking about how the society attended this summer's national party conventions in Milwaukee and Chicago as part of its effort to collect items that reflect Wisconsin's place in political history.
Hey, have we been talking about you just now? If you have your own collection of political memorabilia, let us know about it. Maybe it's the classic campaign buttons or posters or stickers or other political novelty items of the past. We would love to hear about your collection, maybe even see it.
That's true. You can email us about your collections or keepsakes. You know what? Include a picture if you like. Go to email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Or leave us a voicemail. You can text us at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232.